This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. La ilaha illallah.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace and blessings be on each and every one of you. We'd like to welcome you to another in our series, The Best in Islam, where we're looking at prophetic guidance and divine revelation in the form of the Quranic verses, which identify for us what is best in Islam, what is best from the perspective of Islam. In our previous episode, we looked at what was best in terms of gatherings, that they be wide and spacious, inclusive, what is best with regards to the generations that we should depend on for understanding of the deen. And they were the first three generations. And we also looked at the importance of ghusl on Yawm al-Jum'ah, taking a full bath on the day of the congregational prayer known as Jum'ah, which is the day of Friday. In this session, we'll be looking at greetings and what is best with regards to them. We have a verse from Surah An-Nisa, verse 86, in which Allah says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. When you are greeted, answer with an even better greeting, or at least a similar greeting. Certainly, Allah takes account of all things. This is a basic principle. Amongst Muslims, we know somebody greets you, Salaam alaikum, then you should at least respond, Wa alaikum salam. It is better to respond, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, or Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, to add on to it, to increase it. That is better. But it is perfectly okay just to respond with what was given. And this is understood amongst the believers. We do have narrations from the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, in which he advised that if disbelievers have greeted us, Salaam alaikum, we should respond by saying merely, Wa alaikum. We don't complete Wa alaikum salam. Some people have raised issue about that. Why? Isn't that somehow making them inferior to Muslims, etc.? No, it has nothing to do with inferiority. What happened in the time of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, was that the Jews would come to him and say to him, Salaam alaikum, which sounds very much like Assalamu alaikum. But what they were actually saying was, may you be poisoned, instead of may peace be upon you. They were saying, Assalam alaikum, as opposed to Assalamu alaikum. So they were doing that in fun, in jest, cursing the Prophet. So the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, responded by merely saying, Wa alaikum, whatever you have conveyed to me, same to you. So he encouraged Muslims to use that as a general principle. Since we don't know sometimes what people are actually saying, or we don't know their intentions, the intentions behind what they're saying. So if their intentions are not good, we say, Wa alaikum, it's same to you. Whatever you're wishing for us, we wish the same to you. If it is good, then we wish good for you. If it is bad, then may that bad go back to you. So that was the principle behind it. Not an issue of a person as a Muslim looking down on other persons who are non-Muslims. It's not a matter of that at all. Now, going from this greeting amongst Muslims or responding to the Muslim greeting given by non-Muslims, we could move on to the greetings of non-Muslims themselves. When they wish us Merry Christmas, or they wish us Happy New Year, can we respond to them in kind? Well, there are many who say, yes, this is what the verse says. At least give them what they gave you. They said Merry Christmas, you should at least go Merry Christmas. And if they say Merry Christmas and you want to give them more, you can tell them even Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Give them more. But others have said, we have to consider what is the meaning of this. Merry Christmas is saying and wishing that one may have a happy day celebrating the birth of God. Then this is something abhorrent in Islam. It is against the teachings of Islam. So a Muslim should not celebrate or wish one to be happy on the day of the birth of God, because we don't believe God was born. It's not an appropriate greeting. It's inappropriate. It is idolatrous. It goes in the face of religion, the true religion of God. So it is not really acceptable for Muslims to greet Christians either beginning or responding to Merry Christmas. For some who can't understand, some people raise the issue saying that they wish us Happy Eid, Eid Mubarak. They wish us, you know, on our days, even though they don't believe. But the point is, are the principles of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha going against the teachings of their religion? No. They believe in the concept of Eid al-Adha. It's part of the religion that Prophet Abraham was to sacrifice his son when God confirmed from him through his actions that he was truly ready to obey God. A ram was sent down, and that ram was sacrificed in the place of his son. That is something shared. Christians, Jews, and Muslims believe this incident took place. So, to celebrate that great event is not against Christian teachings. Christians don't do it. Now, similarly, Eid al-Fitr, where we feed the poor, we celebrate the fast of Ramadan, we give Zakat al-Fitr, and we have that day. Eid al-Fitr is a day in which we feast and invite others to eat along with us. Is that something against teachings of Christianity? No. There's nothing in it against the teachings. Prophet Jesus fasted. It's recorded in their own books. 40 days. Days and nights. Prophet Moses fasted. 40 days and nights. Same thing. So fasting is not something looked down upon, nor is the idea of feasting afterwards, sharing with the poor, something which goes against the teachings of the religion. So their situation is not the same as ours. In order to bring the story closer to them, for them to better understand why we cannot participate, you can give them the example of a religion in the US which is recognized. It's known as the Church of Satan. Now, the Church of Satan, and they have Satan's Bible, and they have rites and rituals which they follow, and beliefs concerning Satan. Now, if somebody from that cult or that religion said to a Christian, Happy Satan's Day, would that Christian feel comfortable saying back to them, Happy Satan's Day to you too? Of course not. They would reject it. They would not join in that. They would not say it. So, in the same way that they would not repeat what was said because it contained in it a concept which was against their religion. Christianity, like Islam, Judaism, is against the satanic way, against the followers of Satan. So how would they then celebrate through wishing a merry Satan's day to others? Not possible. So for us to say Merry Christmas is equivalent, because it contains such an abhorrent idea, condemned in the Quran in so many places, that it shouldn't come off the lips of a Muslim. Similarly, New Year's Day, Happy New Year's Day. Happy New Year's Day is a pagan celebration from ancient Roman times, for January, from Janus, the god who is looked at as the god governing the year, the beginning of the year. He's depicted as a two-headed man, a man with a face on the front and the back of his head, not two-headed, but two-faced, one looking forward to the new year, the one looking backward to the passing year. This god was worshipped at the beginning of the new year, January. January is named after this god. And furthermore, the principle that they had was the New Year's Eve night was the night of revelry and drunkenness and a free-for-all. Everybody and anybody could do anything, sexual abandonment on that night before the entering. That was the way of celebrating the entering of the new year. And until today, people on New Year's Eve usually go crazy. It's that tradition has maintained itself. And then, of course, there is the greeting of a Happy New Year's Day. So as a Muslim, we cannot participate in that. We cannot say Happy New Year's and what is involved in it is so abhorrent to Islamic teachings. Now, the first of Muharram, which is the beginning of the new year in the Islamic calendar, also we don't celebrate that day. That day is just another day. It varies around the year. We call it, it's still looked at as the first of Muharram. But there is no celebration connected to it. There's no reason to celebrate it. For Muslims, we don't engage in its celebration. With that, we're going to take a brief break and we'll see you after. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Islamic Online University provides you with the golden opportunity to study the various branches of Islamic studies from the comforts of your home. Now, you get to study at your own time schedule and at a pace that suits you best. IOU is the brainchild of Dr. Bilal Phillips, who envisioned an institution that would offer undergraduate and postgraduate courses online and completely tuition-free.
Choose from the widest range of programs that you can ever imagine. Bachelor's in Islamic Studies, Intensive Arabic Program, Global Quran Memorization Program, Bridge to Master's in Islamic Studies, Bachelor's Certificate and Diploma in Psychology, Education, Islamic Finance, Business Administration, and Information Technology, and the Crown, Master's in Islamic Studies.
Our syllabus is based on the bachelor's degree program of Madinah University, Umm Durman Islamic University, Al-Azhar University, and other reputable Islamic institutions. Your journey to acquire Islamic knowledge is just a click away. IOU is globally accredited. No traveling required. Save time and money. Study according to your own schedule. Assignments, tests, and exams conducted online to help you ace each course. Audit stream for those who have no time for exams. Textbooks and Islamic resources are completely free. Study under the guidance of highly qualified scholars. Enlighten yourself with the power of knowledge. Get access to live sessions, lectures, audios, and much more. Customize your own study plan and pick anywhere between 2 to 9 courses per semester. If you are looking for something even more flexible, do not despair. We have got you covered. IOU offers a completely free online diploma consisting of more than 35 courses. Say goodbye to time constraints. Join the world's first tuition-free Islamic university with a massively diverse student body from around the world. Islamic Online University. Changing the nation through education. Register now and get started. Visit www.iou.edu.gm for more details.